to our next little shooting session. This time we're going to again shoot a cowboy combination. The cowboys like to, and even in the early 1900s, and there were cowboys back then, I was still seeing cowboys ride up and down the road when I was young in the 1940s, especially up here in the 50s. But they wanted to have a rifle and a pistol that shot the same caliber, same cartridge. And so they could have a cartridge belt, and they could only have one set of cartridges in there. You'll see them inside a cowboy moves, they'll have long bullets and short bullets and things, and 45-70s and 45 Colts and whatever. By the way, the 45 Colt would not work in the 73 Winchester. You can buy them now, the remakes of the 73 Winchesters that shoot 45 Colts, but the original ones would not do that. We're going to be showing you a Colt Single Action Army. This is a 3220 or 32 WCF. It is in 3220. Of course, it opens like that. There's your loading notch on your hammer. 1871 and 1875. This gun was made about 1888 or something like that, if I remember right. It's 7.5-inch barrel. I showed one a while ago that had 4 3/4-inch barrel, 7.5-inch barrel. They liked the longer barrels because it was easier to hit the target. They shot just as well with a 4 3/4-inch barrel. Of course, you got a little bit more time to burn powder, and the bullet will get a little faster going like this. So this is a Colt Single Action Army, 7.5-inch barrel, about 1980-something, or 1880-something. This is a Model 92 Winchester. Model 92 Winchester. We had one in 2520 that was showed to you. And also the kangaroo gun in 3220. I have quite a few 3220s because I like them. I hope you can see that a little bit. It's got a copper bead front sight. Right there. Loading gate here. Remember, this is a caliber 3220 or 32 WCF. This gun was very popular, this caliber was, and even the rifle. And they made this in Marlin also, but most people like the Winchester better, even though the Marlins were very good guns. I showed you a 2520 Marlin a few days ago in another video. So we're going to load this up with about 3 shells, and we're going to load the pistol with 6 shells. I'm going to load these. They load just like the other one, the other Colt Single Action Army, the little nickel-plated one. Both of these are very old guns. Go back a lot of time. If you could look way off in the distance there, you'll see a herd of wild Mustangs way off over there about a mile and a half away. We'll shoot this one with 5 shells because they always left the hammer on a empty shell or an empty cylinder. Sometimes they roll up money in there and keep a $20 bill or something in that thing from a long time ago. You find old guns like that with money in the stocks, money underneath the stocks or under the butt plates in them. Now we're going to load this. Also, these are 3220 again, 3220 Winchester. I have to drop one. Wipe it off really good. We don't want any dirt in the gun.
I shoot left-handed. I can shoot a pistol right or left-handed, but a rifle only left-handed.
We will shoot the pistol first, and then we'll shoot the rifle. Catching them here a little bit. We'll stop right there. Must have had a bad shell. All the time we hit the target. This one here doesn't have a dust cover on top of it. This is the model 92 Winchester. These 3220s are pretty powerful little shell. That's a pretty small target over there I'm shooting. Thank you for your watching these videos very much. I hope that we're helping you. Remember, don't ever put your trigger on the finger until you're ready to shoot. Never point your gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Always wash your hands with soap and cold water after you get through shooting to get the toxins off of your hands, the lead and whatever, and the powder and primers. Thank you very much. Please like and subscribe. Look for more. We're going to do quite a few more videos. Thank you very much.